With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Shall they have the reports on record travel at the airports this weekend?
A record number of airline travelers were screened Friday ahead of Memorial Day. TSA says more than 2.9 million travelers were screened at U.S. airports, surpassing a previous mark set last year on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The busiest airport with just over 104.5 million passengers was in Atlanta. That's according to Airports Council International, which expects a very busy summer. Their trade group estimates that 271 million travelers will fly between June 1st and August 31st. That would break the record of 255 million set last summer. I'm Shelley Adler.
Bill Walton, who starred for John Wooden's UCLA Bruins before becoming a Hall of Fame center for his NBA career, has passed away at the age of 71. He said it was an honor to get into the Hall of Fame.
Getting into the Hall of Fame is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Nearly two dozen people have died from those Memorial Day weekend storms.
Nearly two dozen people have died from Memorial Day weekend storms that devastated several states. A series of powerful storms swept over the central and southern U.S. this weekend, killing at least 21 people and leaving a wide trail of destroyed homes, businesses, and power outages. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says there have been 8 deaths in her state.
The moments that we think are going to be the things that break us and show our vulnerabilities are usually the things that ultimately show our strength.
In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear says at least 4 people have died in 4 different counties.
At one point, we believed it was 5, and we have 4 confirmed deaths.
7 deaths occurred in Cook County, Texas, Saturday.
That is correspondent Mike Hempen. This is SRN News. A case that could repeal gay marriage aims for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Kim Davis was a county clerk in Kentucky who refused to issue a marriage license to 2 men and spent some time in jail for her decision. She's been in court ever since and is now seeking a hearing from the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in hopes of eventually reaching the Supreme Court. Her attorney, Matt Staver, says, quote, Kim was entitled to a religious accommodation. This case could overturn the gay marriage ruling altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at SRNnews.com, a school district, a nurse, and civil rights organizations have launched a suit to block a new Washington State parental rights law. The Democratic-led legislature there overwhelmingly approved the measure in an effort to keep it off the fall ballot while calculating that the courts will likely block it. The initiative 2081, designed to keep schools from helping children live as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Charles de la Desma reports Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has received a promise of more air defense missiles from Spain.
However, Ukraine still urgently needs another 7 U.S.-grade Patriot air defense systems to stop Russia hitting the power grid and civilian areas, as well as military targets, with devastating glide bombs that wreak wide destruction. Zelensky says if we had these modern Patriot systems, airplanes wouldn't be able to fly close enough to drop the glide. Glide bombs are heavy Soviet-made bombs fitted with precision guidance systems and launched from aircraft flying out of range of air defenses. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A group of investors will put up $6 billion to fund development of artificial intelligence by Elon Musk's XAI. The company made the announcement on its website Sunday. More on these stories at srnnews.com.